You're listening to South Florida's Good News Station, WCNO, Palm City.
This is God's plan for redemption, and it's good news.
Hi, this is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ. My mom was laid up for a while in a rehab center with a broken bone in her foot. She's 91 with a sound mind, but the body is starting to give her troubles. A strong-minded, stubborn Irish woman following in the footsteps of her mom. She lives alone, and whenever a small problem would come into her life, I would ask her if she prayed to God and would ask for help. Her response would be that God has bigger things to do and more important things than anything going on in her life that wasn't critical. In the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 6, verse 26, Jesus tells us, "Look at the birds of the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they?" My car is 8 years old and has 180,000 miles on it. There was a man in the neighborhood named Pierre who would clean the cars in the neighborhood inside and out as well as mine. He had a business, did a great job, and kept my car looking like new. Unfortunately, Pierre had a car accident and has been unable to work in the neighborhood, and my car was needing attention. This one day, after dropping my son off at school, the Holy Spirit told me to go to the car shop where I bought my tires and have my tire pressure checked. A brother in Christ who became a friend sold me the tires and told me to come by once a week and they would check the tire pressure for me for maintenance. Of course, I never would. Now, God was telling me to stop by and check my tire pressure. I arrived at the shop only to see a man washing and waxing a car. My friend Billy told me that his name is Israel, and he can't say enough good things about him and his work on how clean the cars are after he finishes. I let Bill know that God brought me over to his shop so that I would meet Israel. I needed somebody to detail my car. Billy introduced us. I asked Israel for a card. And later in the day, I text him with my home address for Israel to soon come by and work on my car. Billy knows Jesus. Israel knows Jesus. I know Jesus. And Jesus brought us all together. So where my mom thinks that God is too busy for her small problems, Jesus tells us in Matthew chapter 6, verse 31 and 32, "Do not worry, saying, 'What shall we eat or what shall we drink?' Or what shall we wear? For your heavenly Father knows that you have need of all these things." And oh yes, two of my tires needed 4 pounds each. This is Keith Masters, a street witness, sharing the good news of Jesus Christ.
Please listen to Reverend Barbara Coleman and Minister David Michael every Saturday at 3 p.m. for encouragement from the Holy Bible for life's journey. Thank you.
Together, oh, draw me out. You ways and you breakers, wash over me. Greed calls to deep in the mystery.
The mountains and they smoke. I will sing to the Lord all my life. I will sing praises to my God. As long as I live, praises to the Lord, oh my soul. Singing glory, glory, glory to the Lamb. All praises and honor forever and ever. My eyes on Jesus.
You are the Lord, yeah. with a grateful heart, give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son. Give thanks with a grateful heart. Give thanks to the Holy One. Give thanks because He's given Jesus Christ, His Son.
Take me as I am. stand battered, Lord, I come before your throne, oh Holy One, won't you